On Being Faithful. I've always been faithful. Okay, more or less, but certainly far more than less. A few months after getting married, my first wife and I returned to Auburn, Alabama, where I was then attending architecture school. A few days after arriving, I got a call from an old girlfriend. Unwisely, I agreed to meet her for coffee at the local McDonald's. Not a burger place back then, more like today's Starbucks. Even more unwisely, I agreed to let her drive me back to my apartment. It was a dingy little place behind the town garage, adjacent to the railroad tracks. In a neighborhood so seedy, even the homeless wouldn't live there. But that's another story. In any case, and regretfully, the short trip involved a short diversion and a little making out. It was just the one time, and in fact when, a few weeks later, an old roommate invited me to share his new girlfriend, he was a bit weird. I respectfully declined. Then, much later, but still during my first marriage, there was that one time at band camp. Actually, my friend and business partner Rob, not his real name, and I were attending a 3-day builders conference. After 2 very tedious days of seminars and networking, Rob decided that we deserved a little relaxation. After a little finger walking through the yellow pages, he discovered Little Fingers Massage, dedicated to the release of male tension. He figured it would be just what we needed. I admit to being a bit confused, at least at first, when my masseuse arrived in the room sans clothing. However, the massage was a real massage, if a bit more stimulating than usual. And at the end of the hour, nothing illegal, at least in most states, had transpired. As advertised, I was, at the end of the hour, very relaxed. Near the end of my first marriage, there was one other incident. Again, at a builder's conference, again at the suggestion of Rob, was there a message here? Another, not illegal, if not exactly customary, relaxing massage. My first marriage ended in divorce. I would like to think it had more to do with my first wife's preference for the ladies, and less to do with my minor indiscretions. During my second marriage, to a lovely woman whose preference was for me, I indiscretioned not once. I'm very glad that I was able to be completely faithful. After 10 years of wonderful marriage, she passed away from cancer. I would not have wanted to have to deal with the guilt on top of the grief. Now in my third marriage, going into its 19th year, I am proud to say that I have been almost completely faithful. I have to confess one small indiscretion. It was recent, quite recent, but hardly worth mentioning. There was certainly nothing illegal, not even in some states. It was just kissing, a little touching maybe, but that was it. Believe me, nothing really happened, and it meant nothing to me. Her name was Cameron. I believe her last name was Diaz. Okay, it was just a dream. And yes, she's way too young for me, and it's probably not appropriate to dream of such young starlets. But if dreaming of Cameron, or Gwyneth, or Uma, or Drew is inappropriate, there's still Demi. 12, 20, 2010.